The coronavirus pandemic is changing the way millions of Americans can vote this fall. San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder Tommy Gong says he expects this election to be historic.
With the political climate and with the presidential race, it's going to be the largest election we have had in our generation.
Gong says this will also be the first time in California's history that ballots will be mailed to every registered voter in the state. To ensure mail-in ballots avoid any postal delays, Gong says his office is sending ballots out much earlier this year.
This is going to happen at least 29 days before the election. I'm aiming to getting them out a little bit earlier. Our target date is October 1st.
The state has also launched a new tool called Ballot Tracks to let people know exactly where their ballot is.
They can receive notifications via a text message or an email or even a phone message if someone desires to receive notification that their ballot's in the mail, that their ballot is in their mailbox. And upon return that their ballot has reached our destination.
Voters can sign up for the service at wheresmyballot.sos.ca.gov. Gong says for those nervous about the accuracy and safety of mail-in ballots, no single person or party controls any portion of the process.
You know, there's a lot of checks and balances related to vote-by-mail voting, of which, you know, your average voter isn't going to quite understand.
He says bipartisan teams transport, verify, open, sort, count, and store the ballots, all in secure rooms. Those wanting to cast their ballot in person will have more days to do so, with COVID-19 safety precautions in place at the drop-off locations.
So what we're going to have is 23 locations, again, throughout the county, where it will be open from October 31st through November 3rd, so it's for 4 days.
This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. Sitting in for Greta Mart, I'm Angel Russell.